Fit for Europe, the Fit for Them podcast.
Hello, my name is Danko Bitniceja, and I would like to invite you to the next episode of our Fit for Europe podcast. Today, I have prepared two conversations, one shorter and one longer, but they are both united by a single topic concerned with the early career researchers. First, let's listen to a conversation with three guests from the University of Agder, two of whom are such early career researchers.
Our special topic today are early career researchers. So we will have two guests who will talk about their involvement in the project. But first, I would like to start with introducing them. We have Claire Jorvet, who works in administration at the University of Agder. We have Martin Holden, and we have Sarang Kumar. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Claire, the first question goes to you. What can we say about the opportunities of early career researchers in the For Them Alliance?
Well, we're very excited about this at the University of Agder. We see a lot of new opportunities for our PhD candidates and postdocs. The number of PhD candidates at the University of Agder has really increased over the past years, and we'd like to be able to offer them more courses and access to trainings in writing proposals, give them more international opportunities, and foster collaboration with other universities, other researchers in the Alliance. And we're also very excited about the labs in the For Them and Fit for Them programs. So we're going to be playing a very strong role in that as well.
Okay, that's exciting, and I hope that the Alliance was going to fulfill your expectations and involve in work. I have a first question to Martin. How do you imagine your participation? Can you tell us a little bit about your background, your involvement, what kind of research you are involved in?
I'm Martin Holden. I come from the Center for Artificial Intelligence Research at UAA. I work on autonomous vehicles, so self-driving cars, boats, drones. And I think the main thing that I would want out of the Alliance would be some collaboration between researchers. So being able to take subjects, being able to go and talk to people, meet them in their labs maybe, or maybe just online, have some people I can work on similar things to me. What I can help them with might be something similar. I have some simulators that I've made myself, so maybe someone else would want to use those for their research.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. And I have the same question to Sarang. What are your expectations and how you imagine your work in the For Them Alliance?
Hi everyone. This is Sarang, and I work as PhD research fellow at Wisner Research Center in Department of Information and Communication Technology. We are here from University of Agder. So basically the idea is behind this, joining this alliance is that, so that basically we can like move forward with the research and innovation which we have at the University of Agder. And one of the example what I can give is like the work which I'm doing. So basically I'm working on artificial intelligence driven intelligence sensing and the resource allocation for wireless networks. So basically what happens that to train these networks, you need a huge amount of data, because it's like you are using machine learning technologies to train and to test these networks. So for that, what we lag is that we don't have a proper amount of data available in my domain, in wireless communication. So we hope so that with this Fit for Them Alliance, we'll get some kind of collaboration, and then we can manage to get these data from like different universities who are like working on these kind of ideas. So that is one of the things which we are like hoping, and we are like thinking that we'll get. So then it will be like easy to like collaborate and work properly.
Yes, Thank you very much for your opinion. Let's hope that our listeners, some of our listeners, get interested so they can get to you. And this will be a very exciting way for you to start your very promising and interesting careers in research and in artificial intelligence. Thank you very much for coming to today, and good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
My second conversation is with another researcher at the outset of her career. Let's listen to her impressions and thoughts on the role of the Fordham Alliance initiatives in making the first steps in the academia a little easier.
Welcome to the next conversation we are having today about early career researchers. And my guest is Kinga Potocka from the University of Opole, who is such a young researcher at the threshold of her academic career. Hello.
Hi.
Please tell us something more about yourself and the research you've been conducting.
So my name is Kinga Potocka. I am a doctoral candidate at the University of Opole, and my academic interests involve teaching, writing at the academic level, and I am particularly interested in the creative aspect of writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you, in your research, do you feel that you need international support? Do you need any do you need to reach out to international partners in your work?
At this level, not necessarily, although I am perfectly aware that this is going to be needed in my future research, especially since I am teaching Polish students who don't necessarily know how to write at the academic level in a foreign language, which is English in this case. So in the future, I do know that it will be not only well received, but also required to reach out to such academics.
And as far as the Fordham Alliance is concerned, how that alliance can help you to reach out to the researchers outside Poland and in the European Union? What opportunities can you get from those partners and from the cooperation we are having within the Fordham Alliance?
Well, I was very happy to learn that there are so many mobility opportunities, such as summer schools and boot camps. So it is certainly a nice opportunity to get to know other academics in related fields or even unrelated fields, to simply reach out to others who are academically inclined, we could say. Another thing that I like is that Fordham enables students and other academics alike to have access to conferences and research networks. So this is another benefit that this alliance offers. What I also like is that you can have a tandem with other academics as well. So you can get involved in broad research projects, not only within your country, but also abroad. So I think that this is one aspect that I am very interested in. So joining other academics in a common joint research. And finally, workshops on academic skills. And this is something that I am also very interested in getting engaged in the future, because I would like to conduct a workshop on creative writing.
Okay, I know that you took part in Fit for Them bootcamp for early stage researchers. Can you tell us something more about your experience there?
Oh, I must say that it was a fabulous experience. So during these 5 days, I learned so much in such a short amount of time, and I am very grateful for this opportunity. And it was planned really well. The hosts were extremely well-informed and nice, and enabled us to have this environment in which all of us could share our experiences, exchange our opinions and thoughts on a given matter, and to also ask questions to more experienced peers. And I found it very enlightening, I would say, especially during the first day in which we had this opportunity to learn more about the academic background of more experienced colleagues who also shared not only their successes with us, but also some less stellar aspects of academic careers. And it was especially important for me to hear that certain obstacles are to be expected and are nothing to be ashamed of. Mm. Especially one of the people giving presentations that day mentioned mental health in the academia. And I found it very a very important aspect to be mentioned, since I would say that while nowadays mental health is a very popular topic in the mainstream, it is not necessarily all that popular in the academic context. So we do not really talk about our emotions or our breakdowns or a lack of success in a given field, maybe out of shame, or maybe we are afraid that we will not receive support. However, this presentation proved to me that you actually will receive support from your peers. And this is very uplifting, I would say, that such support can be received from other researchers, and you are not a failure if something bad happens with your research project.
So I understand that you strongly recommend participation in any of such future boot camps or initiatives that are aimed at young researchers.
No, definitely, especially with such a pleasant environment. I would say that you will feel right at home. And yeah, like I said, for me it was extremely pleasant experience. I stepped out from my comfort zone, and I am very grateful for this opportunity. And I didn't feel threatened while I was there. So it was also very important for me to feel free to talk to these people and not feel ashamed because I am not at their level of expertise.
Yes, that's, I think, this kind of emotional and mental support is very, very important, especially at this early stage of an academic career. Thank you very much for your conversation, for your time.
Thank you.
And I hope that our listeners were able to get information about Fit for Them, what Fit for Them and For Them offers for early career researchers. We strongly recommend that you follow us on social media, that you visit our website, because many, many new initiatives for all kinds of people involved in our alliance are there. Please stay in touch. Thank you very much and goodbye. This is all I have prepared for you today. I hope you enjoyed our conversations. Once again, thank you and goodbye.